Hey, welcome back into Inside the Numbers. Boji Wood, Mike Bernard. Also, all you folks joining us on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Want to appreciate you. Want to say a big thanks to State Farm Insurance agent Larry McIntosh there in Pelham, Alabama, for sponsoring this segment. 205-663-3119. You can reach Larry there in Pelham. He can help you with all your insurance needs with State Farm products, home, auto, and life, or all the State Farm services that they offer. Contact Larry McIntosh, 205-663-3119. All right, Mike, thanks for staying with us. Want to talk to you a little bit. We talked about the proposition wagers that you can have, kind of the fun bets. But as far as the actual game goes, you know, I'm hearing there's a lot of money moving out there. Where's that money going to? Is it going for the Patriots, the Eagles? How's it been? You know, again, you taught me so much that you can take the point spread, but you can actually bet straight up. All these different things. So, you know, how is all that happening out there in Vegas right now?
Well, Coach, most of the Super Bowl handle comes in on Super Bowl weekend, but there's a lot of early action every year, and the majority of early wagers were coming in on New England. There were several five-figure bets that were taken in Vegas on the Pats. But listen, the big buzz out here in the desert is one of the sharp players in Vegas went to several casinos and wagered heavily on the Eagles to win the game. So it's reported he has as much as $2 million in wagers in different casinos for Philly to actually win the game.
Okay, now that was kind of one of the things that you had told me about that people could do. So this guy, he's got a bet on the Eagles to win the game straight up, forget the point spread. Just went outright. Now, what's his reasoning behind this when he can get points?
Okay, well, one of his wagers is reportedly for $500,000 at South Point Casino out here in Vegas. If the Eagles win the game, he'll win $820,000, plus he'll get his initial $500,000. So you're getting odds, just like at the horse track or the dog track or any type of parimutuel wagering. You're getting odds on your money. So he played the Eagles with the money line at plus 165. So he's taking the Eagles to win the game to get that value in the line.
Man, that's so far above my head. I don't even know what to say. Obviously, this guy, this is how he makes his living. He's a pro at doing this, or evidently he's got more money than he has sense.
Well, I would consider him a pro, and he probably does have a lot of money to burn. I'd say both. I don't know him personally, but I do know people that know him well. He's a sharp guy. He only shows up for sporting events that are really big. When he sees value in the point spread or the money line. This guy played 6 World Series games in the fall. He cashed out with $14 million. Now, to put that into perspective, Vegas casinos lost collectively $11 million in baseball the last month of the baseball season. Well, if this guy doesn't bet the World Series and wipe them out, they would have won $3 million if he doesn't play. He's what they call out here as an event player. He only plays a handful of events every year. And certainly, as I tell all my clients and our listeners, his heart and emotions have no role in his wagering, and that's how you have to do it.
Okay, so to kind of wrap this thing up, even though the majority of the public looks like it's betting on New England, the professional player that won all the World Series game comes in and bets the Eagles straight up.
You got it. True pros like this guy, they win their wagers, you know, 60, 65% of the time. They're big wagers. The public usually lucky to even break even. So read into that what you will.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here on Inside the Numbers. When we come back, want to look at the players in the Super Bowl coming up right after this quick break.